This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Coming up, he's the new man on the island, but he's a familiar face of the Western Hockey League. We'll hear more from Victoria Royals head coach Dave Lowry. And speaking of the island, a former WHLer turned Stanley Cup champion Dwight King has been skating with the Royals at practice during the lockout. More with the former Lethbridge Hurricane. Plus, Medicine Hat Tigers forward Hunter Shinkarik will join us after being named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He's the new man at the helm of the Victoria Royals, but he's hardly a stranger in the Western Hockey League. Dave Lowry is in his first season as Royals head coach. He was last behind a WHL bench in the 2008-09 season, a year where he guided the Calgary Hitmen to 59 regular season wins and an appearance in the WHL Finals. After 3 years with the NHL's Calgary Flames, Lowry is back in the league, now making his home on Vancouver Island.
Well, it's been great. A great place to live. Real good organization and very close proximity to everything, and that's something that I'm not really accustomed to.
As for the team he takes over, Lowry says he's trying to create an identity.
We want to be a team that is going to be tough to play against. And when I say tough to play against, I mean that we come, we work hard every night, we compete, and we do a lot of little things right. We want to be a team that doesn't take shifts off. We want to be a puck possession team. We want to play a high pace, high tempo game as well.
And he's still learning a lot about what his team is all about.
I think right now what we're doing is we're still slotting guys into to different roles, and the big thing for us is getting some of these guys out of their comfort zones and getting them to understand that they do have more to give, we made a nice addition with Gogolev, and the unfortunate thing with that is you have to give up a quality player going out the other way, but. Like I said, moving forward, he really upgrades his skill for us, and what he does now is he pushes some of our other forwards to be better.
So where does he see his team falling into place, not only in the BC Division, but the Western Conference?
I think right now we're right in the middle of the pack and right in the middle of our cycle. We have a very young blue line, and depending on how these guys come along, that could expedite where we want to go and where we want to be.
The Royals began the season winning the first three games for the first time in franchise history.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Dwight King has been spending some time in Victoria. The Lethbridge Hurricane for four full seasons played a big role in the LA Kings' Stanley Cup victory, scoring five times and adding three assists during the playoff run. Voice of the Royals, Marlon Martins, caught up with him.
Day with the Cup. Did you have it?
Yeah, I actually had it in the middle of August on the 15th. It was a pretty fun day. Obviously, you're not really prepared for what comes with it. You're told, but everything turned out really well, and I was very happy to obviously get that opportunity.
So talk about your experience from Saskatchewan, then you go and you play in the Western Hockey League with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. The next thing you know, at such a young age, to hoist it over your head. Talk about that experience and what kind of encouragement you can give to the Western Hockey League players.
Yeah, obviously everything happens pretty quick for myself, but like you said, coming from the Western Hockey League was big for me, big for my development, big for my just personal growth. Obviously, you're a young kid, a young man when you're in this league, and to build friendships and get coaching and tutoring along the way really defines a person, and you can't say much more about it. My experience was great, and hopefully everybody here is enjoying their time in Victoria, which is a lovely city, but from there on in, obviously you meet the people, you get the knowledge, and from there on it's kind of in your own hands. Everybody carves their own path, and I was fortunate enough to go fairly quickly to hosting the Cup, like you said.
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former WHL scoring champion from the Calgary Hitmen, Brandon Kosin.
You got to understand that it's the best league if you want to go pro. And on the other hand, the education program is so good that if it doesn't work out, then you still have that education as well.
Portland Winterhawks forward and St. Louis Blues NHL draft pick, Ty Ratty.
I chose Western Hockey because it was the closest to an NHL schedule. I think you have a game 3-4 times a week, practice every day, so it's the closest to the NHL, and so far throughout my career, it's felt like a pro league.
The WHL, it's your time.
The Western Hockey League has announced the dates of the third annual Under-16 Challenge Cup. The event for the latest top Bantam draft picks from across the four Western Canadian provinces is set for November 1st to the 4th in Calgary from Father David Bauer Arena. Medicine Hat Tigers forward Hunter Shinkarik has claimed the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, this after picking up 7 points and a pair of weekend wins. Bob Ridley sat down with him.
Hunter, congratulations on winning Player of the Week here in the Western Hockey League. There's only a couple of weeks in, and already you're an award winner. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. When I saw that on the website, it was pretty cool. Two weeks into the season, to have that is a pretty big honor. I gotta thank the team, my line mates, for that. We've played really, really good hockey so far this year, and we just got to keep going. So the personal success is nice, but as long as the team keeps winning.
Are you a little bit surprised with the good start that the team's had?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I think I am. We're a pretty young team, and we got some new guys that I didn't really know how they played, and I think we've handled the start of the season really well. We've played simple hockey, and we're having a lot of fun right now. So, I just want this to keep going. I want us to keep getting better, and I think we will.
49 goals last year. What have you got your sights set on this year?
I'm not too sure. If I can get more than 49, that would be pretty special. But, at the same time, I can't really, set my sights higher than that. 50 would be nice. But, as long as I'm helping the team, win games, and, I guess I do that by scoring. So, hopefully this year I get more. But, if not, it's all good as long as this team keeps winning.
And I'm not sure if people know this, but the youngest captain here in the Western Hockey League at 17, a little added pressure, but you seem to be handling it pretty well.
Yeah, a little bit. I think the weirdest part is kind of going over and talking to the refs and doing stuff like that that I've never really had to do. So, that's kind of weird, but, it's a big honor to have the captaincy. But, when I talked to the coaches, they kind of told me not to change anything. So, I really, really haven't changed who I am in the locker room or who I am, away from the rink. I just try to come here with a smile on my face and, enjoy every time I'm on the ice. And, I think that's what our whole team's doing, and I think that's why we're having so much success.
Okay, good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thanks, Ridzy.
There you go, John. One of the big talents here in the Western Hockey League. You'll enjoy watching him Saturday night, Hani Shankaran. I'm Bob Ridley.
Hey, thanks, Rids, and yes, thanks to Marlon Martins in Victoria for his help, too. I'm John Keane. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.